96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. They are teenagers from some of D.C.'s toughest neighborhoods, now getting a chance to see a different world, the world of medical doctors. They are part of a unique apprenticeship program called Young Doctors D.C. My guests are Derek Jones, he's 16, Marcus Wilson, he's 15, and Dr. Malcolm Woodland. He's the founder and director of Young Doctors DC. It's an incredible program. I can't wait until you hear their stories. And you can certainly are welcome to call in with your questions or comments. The lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Good to see all of you again, because I saw you when you had a fundraiser several months ago, and it was really a fantastic event. So first of all, welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Okay, so Dr. Woodland, explain to me how you first came up with this idea, Young Doctors DC, and what are these guys doing?
Mm-hmm. Well, again, thank you for having us. My colleagues and I had been thinking for some time about wanting to do a project that focused here in Washington, D.C., and in particular for young men in Washington, D.C. And with our health backgrounds, I'm actually a psychologist, and several of my friends are MDs, and even some lawyers and teachers worked with us as well. And we thought about, you know, what we were seeing in the Southeast community in particular. And that was just a number of health disparities, high rates of obesity, high rates of hypertension, high rates of any number of preventable illnesses. So what we thought was that we could use the young people who we really know are assets in their community and have a way to talk to people that even us as health professionals don't have. And we figured that we could train them, have them come up to Howard University during the summers and on Saturdays, and they could be the ones to go back into their communities and be lay health practitioners, right? And really, you know, begin that discussion and turn around these health disparities that are really, really plaguing Southeast D.C. more than any other community here in the District of Columbia.
But it's interesting because these young men, and I call them young men, even though, you know, you're technically, you know, minors, but this is more than about them giving back to the community. This is about helping to change their lives around to give them some positive influence and give them an opportunity that perhaps they may not have had before.
Exactly. It's twofold. You know, one thing that we wanted to do, and that's what I said when we started, was how do we work with, you know, young people who live in that side of the city? And we said, you know, we know that there's a pipeline to incarceration, right? But we want to, you know, kind of break down that pipeline and establish a pipeline to health careers, a pipeline to being physicians. So what we said was, well, you know, let's bring in these young guys and they can shadow us. They can be our mentees. And, you know, we can really work with them in that way. But, you know, we also wanted to recognize the strength and brilliance and resilience that they have and the intelligence that they bring to the table and have them turn around and work with people in their community as well, because we understand these young people as assets. Who have their own strengths and own abilities that in some ways even go beyond what we can do. And we want to make sure we acknowledge that as well.
Let me start with Marcus. You're 15.
Yes.
And this is your second year in the program. Before the program, tell me a little bit about yourself, what you were doing with your life, and then tell me what you're doing with the program.
Okay, I can start by telling you that I'm a current junior at Washington Metropolitan. And before the program, I was a baseball player for Susan Middle School and just doing stuff outside of school, like Fox community service-wise. And then when I finally got to Anacostia High School, I met Malcolm and Brent Stevenson, and they showed me this program, and I took it into consideration because it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Are you interested in being a doctor or some kind of medical professional? Is that how you became interested, or was there something else?
Yes, I'm actually interested in being a dentist.
Mm-hmm.
And what gave me the inspiration was my grandmother.
How so?
because when I was little, she had got diagnosed with diabetes.
Mm.
Just seeing her going through that, I wanted to learn more about her and what she was going through in life.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Now, Marcus. Derek.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. All right, there we go. Derek, tell me about your life before this program. What, you know, what was it like? What were you doing? And what was it that led you to this program? Why do it?
Well, before the program, I was a hot junior high school student. You know, I was playing football. Used to go up Belew Senior High School for, you know, practice with them, even though I was still in junior high school. But before the program, you know, I used to usually just go to school, have fun, you know, hang out a little, and, you know, do schoolwork. But what led me to the program was Malcolm. He came to the school. He talked about heart disease, the money question.
The money question? What's the money question?
Yeah, pull out a pocket full of money.
Well, I mean, he is a doctor. That's what they do.
Yeah, he does it a lot, but okay. He gets everybody's attention. He pulls out a pocket full of money, a certain amount, and whoever gets the question right gets it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get it at the time, but I was trying.
Mm-hmm. What was the money? Can we do a money question?
I think the money question, I believe, and Derek, you have to tell me if I'm wrong. I think the money question was, what's the number one killer of
and
people
black,
in
the
Southeast? Right. In the African-American community, in the black community.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the answer to that was
heart disease.
There you go. You know, he's got the money question now.
Mm-hmm. How much money are we talking about?
Ask me a question.
I have obviously some questions for you, but I want to, you know, give our listeners an opportunity to talk with these young fellas as well as you, Malcolm, as well. The phone number is 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking to the young men of Young Doctors D.C. It's a nonprofit, an organization that is helping young black teens from Southeast D.C., and I'm sure you're going to expand to other parts of the city eventually, to have an opportunity to see just what doctors do. It's really a stepping stone to a career in medicine, whether it be dentistry, surgery, plastic surgery, whatever. And I just think the whole thing is really fascinating. How many young men are in the program right now?
So this is, we're still actually in our inaugural years.
Mm-hmm.
What we decided to do, we wanted to start with 6 young people. We started with 4 people from Anacostia High School and 2 young people from Belew High School. And next year, or this upcoming year, 2015, we'll be bringing in a new class. But we wanted to bring in a class. They live on campus during the summer, like we were saying, take cat
right
classes.
Here at Howard University.
Right here at Howard mm-hmm. University, taking classes in the College of Medicine, in the Department of Psychology, shadowing physicians all around the city at Providence Hospital, the VA, Washington Hospital Center, and of course right here at Howard University Hospital. And so we wanted to kind of make sure we got this right. We knew this was a big undertaking, taking these young people in, making, you know, developing relationships with their family and, you know, really cultivating a good experience for them. So we said, all right, we're going to hold on to this group for a couple of summers, make sure we get it right. And then we want to bring in another class 2015. The program lasts 4 years, though.
Mm-hmm.
So these young people will remain with us, and now we're going to start bringing in other classes behind them.
It sounds like med school. Like four,
right.
What is it, 4 years, 6 years? How long?
Exactly.
Is that how they do
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Mini med school.
Yeah, all right. Well, we're going to talk more about this when we come back from the break. And also, there's a community health clinic where these young men will be participating actively. When we come back, we're going to tell you about that as well. If you want to talk to them, if you have questions or comments, give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Sherry on the line. We'll talk to you next. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about Young Doctors DC. It's an unusual apprenticeship program focusing on teens from difficult circumstances. My guests are Derek Jones. He's 16 years old. He's part of the program. Marcus Wilson, he's 15. And Dr. Malcolm Woodland. He is the founder and directors of Young Doctors DC. If you want to know more about them, the website is
youngdoctorsdc.org or yddc.org.
Yddc.org. Also, quickly, tell me about this community health clinic. It's coming up Thursday.
Right. Well, one of the main things we want to do is make sure that all of this great information these young people are learning, that they actually put it to work in their neighborhood. So last week and again this week, we're going to be at the corner of Malcolm X and Martin Luther King at about 8:30 or sundown on this Thursday. And we'll be screening a movie. We'll probably screen the movie The Incredibles. It's a park. The kids come out. And the young docs also talk a little bit about what they do. And they take people's blood pressure, talk about hypertension. This week, in fact, they'll be talking in some depth about emergency preparedness. We got this from a grant through U.S. Department of Health and the Medical Reserve Corps here at Howard University, and they're interested in making sure that underserved communities are prepared if there's an emergency, and the young docs have become a part of that.
Let me go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Sherry calling from Washington, D.C., from Northeast D.C., what's on your mind?
Hi, my name is Sherry, and I first of all want to commend the young men that are on the panel. I applaud you because not only with athletics you learned or you're being mentored, geared to, that you have other options, and other options always is a plus. What I wanted to ask the doctor was, because I'm a parent of four boys, will there be opportunities? I have one son that is graduating next year, so he's geared toward the IT industry. But the second oldest will be going, is attending M-Squared at Howard Middle School.
Yes.
And he is interested in the healthcare industry. And I was, you know, very impressed by this program, and I was trying to see how we could get these young kids ages, you know, 11, possibly 12 coming up. If you don't have an age group for them, would you consider starting something new towards that age group?
Right. Certainly. You know, we definitely want to expand. At this point, you know, we're just working with ninth graders. So, you know, coming from a school like MS Squared, I'm sure, you know, by the time he gets to ninth grade, wherever he decides to go, he would be perfect for a program like Young Doctors DC. And eventually we do see ourselves expanding in a number of ways, probably backwards down to the middle school level and having the young docs go in and talk to middle schoolers also, and even expanding into other parts of the city, too.
Well, Sherry, thank you so much for your phone call. Let me grab Ty calling from Upper Marlboro. Ty, what's on your mind?
Hi, good evening, gentlemen.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I teach a GED program. I'm a literacy instructor at a GED program in Northeast D.C., right near the southeast border. And I was wondering how this program, how my students can be exposed to this program. And I'm hearing that I just tuned in, and I'm hearing that it's just for ninth grade boys. My students weren't successful in high school. And this program would be so eye-opening to them, even if, I don't know, even if they were just exposed to the fact that they could doctor. So, Dr. Woodland, how can I get in touch with you? Your program assists my students who, we have 18 through 24-year-olds trying to get their general education diploma.
But, Ty, before Dr. Woodland answers that question, I need to take a break. Can you hold on for me?
I sure can.
Yeah, please hold on, because I'll make sure that he gets you all the information that you need on the other side of the break. And if you want to talk more or learn more about Young Doctors DC, you can give us a call. The lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the DC calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. So stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds.
double.